Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at my private practice, the Couple Center and Couple Speak in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live each month on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's 15-minute podcast is titled The Pitfalls of All or Nothing in Marriage and Life, a subject I think most of us know all too well about. I'll be sharing my insights about this issue with some examples from my own life and some strategies I've developed to manage this type of perfectionism problem. Hopefully you'll find them useful. Now, one note, if you called into the studio live at 877-497-9046, you can join me on the air with a question or comment by dialing 1 on your phone. And I'll only have time for maybe 1 tonight because this is a very brief broadcast. If you cannot tune in live, you can stream the podcast anytime afterward at blogtalkradio.com/Susan Lager. Either way, I hope you can join me. So let's get right to it. Let's take a little test, all right? It's 10 questions. Number 1. Do you avoid making affectionate gestures toward your spouse because you don't have time or energy for sex? All right, all or nothing. 2, do you put off discussions about some conflict with your spouse because you think it will require hours and hours to resolve? So do you avoid what you think will be a conflict marathon? So you just avoid it. Number 3. Have you been waiting for an ideal hour at the gym or exercising outside, but doing nothing instead because you're just too busy? I see this all the time in my work with clients and people who are very upset about the shape they're in or they're not in, but they just don't have that ideal hour. 4, have you given up attempts to moderate your eating or drinking because you cannot imagine a lesser amount being sufficient to satisfy you, or you think you don't have the time or energy for a support program like AA or Al-Anon or Overeaters Anonymous? 5, do you and your partner avoid spending quality time having experiences together because you, quote, lack time? So all or nothing, either we have time for a weekend away or a whole evening or a whole day, or we do nothing. 6, do you stress about keeping order in your life through cleaning, scheduling social time, dealing with seasonal chores, yard work, etc., and you get more anxious and frustrated about it while you're procrastinating? 7, do you wait to pay bills and balance your accounts until you have hours and hours to do it, procrastinate, then overdraw accounts? In other words, is perfectionism sabotaging your financial life? Number 8, have you put off contact with a beloved family member because you lack the hour you think a call or email would require? Then you hurt people and feel ashamed. Sorry to say, I'm very close to somebody who does this a lot. Or used to. Number 9, do you have trouble setting limits with people who ask for more of your time and attention than you feel comfortable giving? So you overdo, then feel resentful. You give in, you say yes prematurely because you cannot imagine setting some limits around time. Number 10, the last question on my little test. Have you put off some form of self-nurture, like piano or photography lessons or a dance class or reading or walking in the woods, because it just doesn't seem to fit into your schedule? Now, if you answered yes to more than one of these questions, you may be a victim of all or nothing thinking, which gets you in trouble. In other words, you have a picture in your mind of the ideal amount of time and energy any of these would require. So without that, you underfunction. It's an all or nothing mindset. And it's a setup for shame and guilt, self-loathing, resentment, emptiness, isolation, marital disconnection, chaos, overextension, and compromised health, among other things. I hear about it all the time in my work as a therapist, especially from people with small kids or demanding jobs because time is such a premium for them. I've dealt with it fairly routinely in my own life, and I've learned a few things about fixes which I'll share with you. What I've learned is to practice gray and the concept of some instead of black or white and all or nothing. So gray and some can end up being your favorite words and your friends. Now let's look at the test questions again with this new mindset. Number one, instead of avoiding all affectionate gestures because full sex isn't likely time-wise, think small, think subtle. Use affectionate words more often. Give your partner a hug and a kiss spontaneously. Run your hands through his hair while driving in the car. Bring him a coffee with a smiley face while he's still in bed. He'll love you for that. So the concept of small and some, little increments of affectionate connection. Number two, instead of avoiding dealing with conflict and building more escalation, negotiate a mutual time to address one issue. Set a time frame to discuss it. Agree to not finish the discussion, but to return to it at a later time. Or you can take turns as the speaker, saying your piece while your partner just listens. This time, their turn. When you revisit the discussion, take your turn. So it's the concept of not getting to every issue, partializing the problem, dealing with some aspect of it, knowing that unless you get hit by a truck, you can continue the discussion at a later point when you have more time and energy. Number three, instead of holding out for the perfect workout, try my tactic of killing two birds with one stone. Walk the dog if you have one really fast. It becomes aerobic. Or clean the kitchen at top speed so it's a bit aerobic. Remember, research now indicates, and you can validate this if you want, that you don't require 30 consecutive minutes for benefit. So they used to think that it had to be at least 30 seconds continuous 30 consecutive minutes for a benefit. So instead, move fast for 10 minutes. Then 10 minutes later, remember, some is better than none. Practice the concept when you're dealing with your health of some better than none. Number four, instead of going all or nothing with food and drink moderation, try starting later in the day, slowing down and savoring. Try a limited number of drinks on certain days and a larger but defined number on weekends. I know a lot of people who do that. With food, try portion-controlled servings, especially with sweets. Now, my food fantasy would be to eat my weight in chocolate whenever I wanted without the after effect of sugar, bloat, and outgrowing all my clothes. So instead, what I've learned to do is savor really good chocolate in small bits with an espresso as a ritual. Now, try depriving me of that, and I'd really growl. But the concept of more and loads and all that you want is not necessarily any better. In this case, it doesn't necessarily taste better. Number five, if you think you're too busy for quality time with your partner, instead of fueling disconnection and distance, have a coffee on the deck in the morning. Walk your garden if you have one for 10 minutes. Have a 20-minute glass of wine in a cafe if you live in a city or near a city or a town. Listen to some music together for 10 minutes or watch a wacky program on TV for half an hour. Quality time these days, try not to watch the news too often. It'll stress you out. But the whole idea of little increments, little moments of connection, rather than all or nothing. Number six, to chip away at order, what I do is weed the garden for 10 minutes, or 10-minute stretches while playing with the dog. He doesn't seem to mind. He doesn't seem to even notice it. I throw him the ball. I become an expert at tiny speed gardening. So rather than think of all the beds in your garden, which so many people are focusing on now, right near, you know, right where I practice, they're dreading the mulching and all the seasonal work. They think, oh, I'm going to need 5 hours to do it all. What I'm saying is do it in little 10-minute increments. It'll add up. Or you can vacuum one floor each day, clean one toilet if you don't have time to clean the house. A lot of people don't have the 2 hours or 3 hours it would take to clean the house or your apartment. Again, some is much better than none if you're going to avoid chaos, okay? Some is better than none. Think about that. Number seven, instead of holding out for the ideal 2 hours to do bookwork or QuickBooks on a weekend, which never happens, I've decided on gray. I do half an hour, okay? Then I reward myself the rest of the day. Or pay one bill each day, less than 5 minutes, unless you get into technological hell, which sometimes happens, but pay one bill each day. Avoid dread and overload later, instead of thinking of sitting down for an hour to pay your bills. One bill each day. Number eight, to get away from all or nothing contact with distant loved ones, instead of waiting for a leisurely exchange, which will happen once in a blue moon, try writing a quick email or sending a warm text frequently. I responded to my cousin, who I'm very fond of, recently, and rather than wait for that perfect 40 minutes to send her off the long email, a long email response to her long email, my response to her was, yep, love, Susan. And she probably got it. She understood. And it was code for, don't have time for like a long one, but I'm thinking about you, read your email, and I agree. Also, get comfortable saying, I got to go now, so you don't feel captive to a desired but unrealistic time frame dealing with a loved one. It's really okay for you to set limits and boundaries around these contacts. Number nine, if you've been asked to participate on some committee or at some event you value, think quality, not quantity, so you'll be really present. Also practice saying, I'd love to, but I cannot this time. Try me later. And realizing that setting limits is part of adult life. A lot of people get lassoed into volunteer work because it sounds good, they relate to the cause, and they don't give themselves time to pause and think about, is that going to stress me? Can I do all that I'm being asked, or can I do a piece of it? Okay? And then number 10, for self-nurture, I take guitar lessons and have learned that practice time is better for 15 minutes a day than 2 hours on weekends. So try some. Try gray. See how much time and energy you seem to gain. I know my guitar is getting a little bit better if I don't think of it as all or nothing. Anyway, thanks to my listeners. I hope you enjoyed the show and have gotten some ideas for moderation in your life. Trust me, you will be happier, and ironically, you'll be more productive sometimes doing less. My next podcast will be on, Wednesday, June 26th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and I will be announcing the topic and possible guest at some point later on. Okay? Take care, everybody, and have a happy spring. Hope it's a little sunnier where you are than here. So long.